And by day, I am a graphic designer and a videographer, and part-time dog food taste tester. I don't have any of y'all seen those videos, because
No.
that's the thing that's on the internet, if you
Well,
haven't.
dude, what? This is how we get the podcast out.
Well, I need somebody to get those videos out, because no, I don't want those videos getting out, because if they get popular, that means I have to continue doing it, and that's
Wait,
not.
hold on.
Oh
Yeah,
my
feel
gosh,
like
I've
we
got
gotta
to
go
see
over
this.
this. We got time out, time out. This is staying in, by the way. So you're telling me you video yourself eating and trying dog food? Is that how that works?
Right. So, some of the yeah, so it's for the company I work for, we're a dog related company, and we have a YouTube series called Bon Appetit, where me and another guy, my coworker, eat dog food in a variety of ways. So
Yeah,
yeah, it's
we
like
got some links.
so.
So put that in the notes. So
Oh
can
my
you
gosh, I
officially
found it.
send it to us in a group message?
Oh my
Bone
gosh.
Bone Appetit.
So
Yeah.
can you officially tell me what your favorite dog food is?
Ooh. Yeah, I mean most
My bad.
yeah, it's none of the meat stuff. Like it would be something like dried or like the cookie. Oh, like some of the dog cookies. Like, you go into PetSmart or Petco, and there's that little
Yeah.
basically the Golden Corral, but for dogs, and it's snacks. Those cookies, some of those cookies taste exactly like the cookies you feed your children on in Sunday school. Like
No way.
it brought back memories of of just the knockoff Oreos. You can barely tell the difference.
So my next question would be, is can I now refer to you as Shaggy?
Oh boy. I haven't
We
actually
really
had
might be
Scooby
coming up with a
snacks.
nickname.
What
Wow.
was
So we really might be coming up with a nickname.
that? Yeah. Hopefully we're moving away from that in the long run. And
I hope they pay you pretty good for that.
Not good enough. That
We'll
right there.
see.
The silence tells it all.
Welcome to the Everyday Ministry Podcast, where ministers get together to discuss everyday ministry.
Welcome to the Everyday Ministry Podcast. I'm Daniel. We've got James and a couple of other gentlemen on here with us that we're going to introduce in just a minute. But I'm excited to be back on another episode with you guys. Excited to continue to move forward in our podcast. We've got some interesting and exciting things to talk to you about in this episode. But just to kind of get us kicked off, I wanted to catch you guys up on what's been going on just in my life. And then I'm going to turn it over to James. But I am getting geared up for summer camp with our youth group. Going off to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We're really looking forward to that. Excited about what God's going to do on that camp. Just getting things going with that. If any of our listeners out here are youth pastors, the grind of getting ready for summer camp and just taking care of everything, answering the millions of questions that can come from five parents, and just the constant recapping over and over again of what it takes to get there. So, working on that. And then my wife and I are going to be taking off to Ecuador later in the month. And then we close on our house that we're building right now at the very beginning of July. So really, really, really busy summer coming up for us. But regardless of all that, I'm excited to be here with y'all. So that's about all that's going on with me. James, how about you, man? What's going on?
Man, everything's going well my end. I'm getting ready to go to Dallas for the Southern Baptist Convention annual meeting and pastors conference on June the 9th. So any chance any of our listeners are planning on attending, I would love for you to reach out to me and we can kind of meet up and talk and whatnot. So excited to kind of introduce some new things to you today on this episode. But Daniel, I'm not sure if you realize it or not, but when this episode drops, it'll be June the 4th.
And so I'll already be at camp.
And you'll be at camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
But June the 4th is actually, I guess it's 364 days that we'll be doing the podcast at that point, because we started it on June the 5th.
Wow.
And that's kind of what this episode, the point behind it is, we're going to recap kind of what's been going on in the past year of the podcast. And we want to introduce some new things and new people to the listeners and kind of lay out there how we're going to do in the future. And I'm really excited about it. I don't know about you and Corey and the other two guys. I don't know if y'all are real excited about it yet, but I think it's going to be a great resource for people, what we're going to be doing. And I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I'm not sure if I know of many that are doing a format like this. So I'm excited to be able to deliver this to those who are listening. So Daniel, as we look back on the past year of doing a podcast, I know for the first, like, you know, 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, something like that, you only got to be on like 2-3 episodes.
Yeah, not many.
Neither did Corey, but that's just kind of the nature of ministry and life. It gets busy. But reflecting back on this last year, you know, is there anything that's kind of stuck out to you about doing a podcast, or just something that's been encouraging or been fun for you in this process?
Well, there's definitely been quite a few things that have been fun. First off, one thing that's funny is that any time that someone finds out that I co-host a podcast, it's almost as though they look at me as though I just developed celebrity status. And I just laugh because of the fact that, you know, most people don't even know what our podcast is, but they're just like, man, you co-host a podcast? That's awesome. And I just think it's hilarious, but they soon lose the twinkle in their eye when they listen to it and realize how amateur we are, but that's okay. It's fun. Yeah, we have a great time, man. We, you know, it's been really fun to get to talk to some of these other podcasters, especially, you know, I think back to the episode that we got to have with Frank Gill on, and you know, Frank is very well known in the ministry podcasting world, if that is such a thing. And, you know, I listened to his podcast, and now he's on the DYM Network podcast and all these things. And so that was a really fun one to get to record and talk to someone who definitely is more of a forward-thinking mind when it comes to youth ministry, and especially when it comes to like utilizing technology for the sake of ministry. And I would certainly encourage our listeners to go back and listen to that episode. I thought that was a really fun one to record, even though you can't hear me worth the flip because my audio was terrible, but that's okay. It was still a great episode.
That's probably what made it great though, right?
Potentially. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, and then the things that I would say have also been beneficial for me is, honestly, before we started recording our podcast, I did not listen to many. And since we started recording, I have become a lot more avid of a podcast listener and have really just gained a lot of insight, been able to take a lot of things from other guys and women, even in ministry, who have just been able to show me and help me to grow in a lot of different ways that they don't even realize that they've helped me, but they have. And a lot of that has come from the fact that we started doing our own podcast. So I've grown tremendously as a result of this as well. And that's really neat to be able to look back on.
Man, I think what stands out to me the most is just the conversation I've had the opportunity to have. Looking just now, and we've had 34 episodes in the last year.
Wow.
Which was about 8 more than we had planned on doing, because we planned on doing 2 a month, which would be 24. And so I enjoyed all the people I've got to meet through doing this. I've met some great men of God and women of God that serve Him diligently. If it be church planning, podcasting, pastoring, anything of that nature. But I guess the most recent thing that comes to my mind is this last series we've completed on the ministry positions in the church. I was really encouraged by that, just hearing from the different perspectives. And if you listen to this episode and you haven't listened to the Pastor's Wife's one, I really thought that one went really well with Daniel M. and his wife, Christina.
Yeah.
I thought it was some brutal honesty in how it is to be a wife of a pastor, if it be youth pastor, worship pastor, senior pastor, whatever the case. And I'm just excited about what God has done in the last year. Got to talk with some different people in different states. It's been a good time. And because of this podcast and because of what we've done in the last year, it's kind of paved the way for what we're going to be introducing this next year. And I'm really excited about it. And I just want to kind of explain it a little bit. And then we're going to jump in and introduce two guys to you that you've already heard from, but we want you to hear again from them. When me, Daniel, and Corey first started this idea of doing a podcast, you can kind of ask Daniel and Corey both. It was mainly kind of my brainchild. It was something that I really wanted to do. I thought about it for about a year. And when we first started, we have this idea of everyday ministry. Mm-hmm. It's a conversation between everyday ministers. Now, to be honest with the listeners, I didn't think of everyone as everyday ministers when I first came up with this idea. I was thinking of everyday pastors being bivocational part-time. But ever since we started it, just hearing from everybody that came on the episode and would answer the question is, what is an everyday minister? Everybody's response was believers. Going and doing the work of ministry every day of their life in whatever they could be and whatever they are doing. You know, whenever that became really evident to me, and in the last few months, as me and Daniel and Corey's taught, I've kind of felt the need to transition into something different and presenting two more guys to us. They've been on the podcast before, but it's Jamie Owens. He was the one that was on the church members episode as well as the ministry wrap-up episode, and then Chris Norsworthy, and he was on the lay elder episode as well as the ministry wrap-up episode. And the reason why I would want to introduce these two guys is because as we've been looking at what an everyday ministry is, it's everyone. And so beforehand, other than inviting guests on, we had the perspective of a youth pastor and a pastor. But now this next year, our goal is to have the perspective of four. You know, of youth pastor, of a pastor, lay elder, church member. And then even as we bring on guests to have on deacons or worship leaders or children's minister and join in on a conversation. One thing we want to try to move away from is away from interviews and more to a conversation about ministry itself. And so, Daniel, anything you want to add about what we're looking at doing this next year before we allow Jamie and Chris to reintroduce themselves?
Yeah, I would just say that my biggest desire is to continue to have and carry the intentional conversation of what everyday ministry looks like. You know, we have staff meeting once a week in our church, and you know, I can't tell you how many times we have the same conversations about different areas of ministry in the life of our church. And the reason that we continue to have the same conversations is because as long as you're dealing with people, you're going to have to continue to adapt. You're going to have to continue to pray together, work together, strive together to come up with a solution for what's going on right here, right now, in your specific context. And therefore, we really can't talk enough about the different areas of ministry in the life of our church. One episode, we might talk about being a church member. And we might have another episode in the near future, again, about being a church member. But different nuggets of wisdom, different viewpoints, different understandings are going to come out in that conversation that maybe didn't come out in the first. And so I do believe that there is tremendous wisdom and great benefit that can come from continuing to have the same conversation, regardless of whether we've already covered it or not. Just like when you look to God's word, you see, when you can look at the same scripture over and over again for years and years, and you still continue to see and learn and find new things that God's revealing to you through that scripture. I think the same thing is going on within the body of Christ. We are continuously renewed, continuously spurred on, continuously charged through the body of Christ. And so I just believe it's important to continue to have the conversation about what it is and what it means to be an everyday minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't think that that gets old. I think that we could continue to have this conversation until Christ comes. And it will continue to be an edifying and benefiting conversation to not just us, but to our listeners as well.
I agree completely. We're introducing two new co-hosts tonight, so let's hear from them for a minute. We'll start with Jamie. Jamie, reintroduce yourself. Tell us whatever you want the listeners to know again. And then after that, Chris, you go ahead and talk as well. Well,
how's it going, fellas? And ladies and gentlemen out there in the podcast universe. I'm really excited to have this opportunity to finally be officially introduced as a co-host. I had an opportunity to come on a couple times and kind of experience this. And thank you to you, Daniel, and you, James, for inviting me on this podcast.
And the mystery Corey Calvert that hasn't been on since January.
Haven't even met him yet. So, but I really thank y'all for giving me this opportunity to kind of be the representative of the church member side of things and give a different perspective than y'all have had so far. So I'm really excited for that. And I'll give my introduction really quickly. If you've listened to episodes previously, you kind of have an idea of who I am. But as we said, I am the church member. I attend the church James. I am the church, church member. I attend James's church here in Vernon, Alabama, Lighthouse Community Church. We kind of came to know each other in high school at Gordo High. Mm-hmm. Grew up in the big town of Carrollton, Alabama. Just a shade over 1,000 people that live there. And I live here in Vernon. What's that?
The metropolis.
That's right, yeah. Hey, we're the only town that has grown in Pickens County.
There you go.
Years, so, hey. So, yeah, I live here in Vernon. Me and my wife and our two-year-old daughter just turned two. And we'll be welcoming a new daughter here in a few months. I am a lumber inspector by trade. That's what I do during my day job. And a church member, of course, as I've mentioned. I kind of have some leadership roles there. But yeah, that is basically who I am. Very excited to have this opportunity, and I look forward to it. So, Chris, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay, thanks. So my name's Chris, and I am an associate pastor at Friendship Baptist Church in Central Louisiana. So we're right outside of Baton Rouge. We're in East Baton Rouge Parish, which is a parish is Louisiana's version of a county for anybody who doesn't know that. And by day, I am a graphic designer and a videographer. You know, the great thing about my job is that it's close to my house and they're really flexible and allow me to, you know, do seminary and ministry and stuff. So it's worked.
Just the last episode you were on, you actually were ordained, right?
Right. So the last episodes we had, we had talked about it, but it didn't make it actually on the podcast that, yeah, I had yet to be ordained. I guess it was stuff we were talking about before the actual recording started. Yeah, so I was actually officially ordained for the week before Mother's Day. So, yeah, that was cool. It happened, and I'm, like, official now.
Well, congrats, man.
That's awesome, man. Congrats. That's good stuff.
Yeah, so that was cool because, you know, I had the church that I'm at now, the pastors and deacons were there. And one of the pastors from the last church that I was going to before I was called here, he was there and took part of it. And then my father, who's also a pastor, he was there. So it was cool just to have lots of people who showed up to support me and things like that. So yeah, it's cool. It's good to have moved on from one ministry to the next, but still have you know, be able to have good relationships with people. Yeah, but in terms of this podcast, I'm thankful that y'all invited me to be a part of it. And I have been a fan of podcasts for a very, very long time. Well, you know, 10 years at least. And they've played a huge role in my life, just theologically and any way that you could possibly imagine. Probably they've just a variety of different podcasts and types of podcasts, but you know, in such a big way, just theologically and whatnot, they've played a huge role in bringing me just from Bible school to where I am now. And that's what I kind of hope that this podcast does in the long term, is kind of reaches out to people who would not have had. I mean, I think about the people in small towns who maybe are in a church that, and they don't know anybody else or they don't have any other support. Like, they could listen to a podcast like this and feel supported or feel like they're having a conversation with a friend, mm-hmm. just by listening to everyday kind of stuff that we'll talk about. And then people who, you know, maybe who just in general want to hear different opinions and hear those different kind of things. And maybe some of the more practical type stuff that they didn't get in seminary or things like that, that they'll be able to listen to and be able to find support in that, and a variety of other people as well. But yeah, my hope is that this is a blessing to people who need it. And, you know, that even if it's someone's first podcast or someone who listens to podcasts all the time, you know, find those people and we'll be able to benefit them, hopefully, you know, through the grace of God.
No doubt. This actually reminds me of me and you haven't really had that conversation about the original goal for the podcast, but when me, Daniel, and Corey started it, our goal was to be an encouragement to those that may not have an encouragement, but also to provide the resources for people that may not have been to seminary yet.
That's the opportunity.
And so, well, Jamie and Chris, what do y'all want to see happen in this next year of podcasting?
Yeah, I guess I'll start that one out. Well, as far as from my perspective, I can't say that I'm a podcast junkie, but I do listen to some podcasts. And I've noticed that there kind of is this void of podcasts coming from a church member's perspective. Most of it is pastors, elders, theologians, whatever it may be, but you don't see as many church members. So from my side, I would like to bring that point of view into this podcast as we expand upon these different topics that are going to be covering. So there's that, but also I just pray and hope that we are doing everything we can to bring glory to Christ in this endeavor that we are going to be undertaking this next year. That, you know, even if we never grow past 50 podcast listeners or 100 or 400, whatever it may be, that we will do everything we can to bring glory to Christ in how we are handling this opportunity, and just pray that it would impact somebody. We may not see the fruits of that, but we know that God can work anything to the good of his name and his glory. And that really is my hope in this next year, and then hopefully further on after that.
Not to correct what you just said there, Jamie, but just to, I guess, strengthen what you said. Not God can, but God will bring glory to his name.
Yeah, that's a good correction.
I think that, you know, that's the cool thing about this is, you know, all four of us, five of us, are fallible. We have error, we make mistakes, we're sinners. When we sit down to record this together, every one of us probably have something that we need to be repentant of for the day that we've just lived. And yet God not only can but does use us for his glory, even when we don't deserve to be used. And so I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the fact that he chooses to make much of his name through sinful people like us.
Yeah. What about you guys? Anything you kind of want to see happen this next year, or just a desire that you would have?
Go ahead, Chris. I'll let you answer that one, man.
All right. Yeah. I mean, my heart a little bit was just expressed earlier, in that the hopes that this podcast would reach people who need it. And yeah, I agree with you, James, about people who haven't been through seminary as well, who need this kind of thing. And I know that one of the things that, like, I tell my people is, well, in various different ways, but I'll say it generally, like, if there's something that you feel like you've missed out on, or that you wish someone would have done for you in terms of like discipleship or ministry in any other way, if you see that as a need, or, you know, even a felt need that you felt, then there's probably somebody else who feels that need as well. And I know that there's been times in my life, especially earlier on, with how I feel podcasts have largely been, where it's the famous pastor or it's just sermons, or it's, you know, theologians, and like, those are all good and great, but I was always hoping for something like this. And I feel like there is a need for this. And so, for just everyday people, whether it be church members or deacons or pastors, that they would have a resource to turn to, a group of people just like them, more or less, that they can learn from. And yeah, so my hope is to just come alongside what's already happening here, and hopefully, in whatever way I can, assist y'all in what you've already been doing, and yeah, just help out, really.
That's awesome. Well, I think it's going to be, you know, something that we all kind of learn from one another on. And, you know, just to kind of throw this in there, I think any good conversation will at times have disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
And I want our listeners to know that, you know, we don't get together and script everything out before we record. We kind of have an outline, a general outline of what we want to accomplish in the conversation, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we know what everyone is going to come in and say. And so I don't ever want for our listeners to think, or even for each of us on here to think, that we have to agree on every single thing. I believe that true conversation is going to have a difference of opinions at times, and conversation that really helps to grow people is going to be one that we are willing to be transparent and honest in what we disagree with. And so, you know, I want to say that to ask you guys, you know, if I ever say anything that you think should be challenged, challenge me, because I think that that can also be beneficial for our listeners to think through as we talk through it. Because at the end of the day, and at the end of that episode, we know that when we get off of here, that we also love each other, that we care for one another above all else, and that even the difference of opinion on how something should be done in the life of the church doesn't necessarily mean that we can't still be, and that we are not still brothers in Christ. And so I believe that that can be a beneficial thing, and something that I think our listeners can benefit from, as well as ourselves, to be challenged in that. And so I would certainly just kind of throw that in there too. But one thing that I would say that I'm excited about for this next year, and this is I hope it doesn't sound selfish, but I want to see our listening base grow, and I also want to see us interact more with our listeners. And so that being said, you know, I would love for us to be more intentional with asking our listeners for to submit questions of things that they want to know about, questions they want to ask us. They can, you know, email us or contact us on Facebook and ask certain questions that they would like for us to discuss or review, because, you know, we have ideas of things that we want to talk about. But like I said, we're just four brains or five brains. And I keep forgetting about Corey because he's not on here, but we're not as many brains as, you know, all of our listeners. And so our listeners might have questions, things that every week they come on going, okay, I hope they talk about it this week, or I hope they talk about it this week. Well, if we're not hitting the things that y'all want us to talk about, email us and ask us to talk about it, because we would love to. We would love to be able to give feedback on the things that you want to know about, the things that you want to hear us talk about. Not that we know it all, but certainly things that we can discuss together with one another and walk through. And that gives us an opportunity to interact with you, the listener. And so I want to see that happen. And we want to see that grow. We want to see what we're doing continue to reach out to more people, not for self-edification or self-glory, but for the glory of God, because we do believe that what we're doing can and will make an impact in the lives of others who are also in ministry with us. And so that's my desire. That's what I hope happens this next year.
So I couldn't agree with you guys more. And I know this episode, we haven't had a specific topic other than kind of a wrap up from 2017 and 18 on to 2018 and 19. But we want to end this episode as we do every episode, and that is presenting some plugs of the week for you guys and ladies out there. Does anybody have any suggestions they want to begin with?
I'll start.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I got one, and it just really, because it just happens to be sitting here right next to me at this moment. But I find that often there are many books on prayer and how to pray or looking at prayer in scripture. But one of the best books, you know, with the topic of prayer that I have is actually The Valley of Vision. Which I'll let y'all see it. But sorry, not every podcasters can't see it. You can hear it. There. I got a little leather bound version of it, and essentially it's reconstructed Puritan prayers that I think can benefit people greatly devotionally, as well as helping people see what structured, theologically sound prayers can look like. that's personally what I've used it for. I've never used it in terms of getting up in front of a group and like quoting the prayer as a prayer, but for me to sit down in my devotional time to look up something topically and then just like read it and have that speak to me, and then in that just seeing a well-structured prayer, whereas often people aren't considering what they're going to pray before they pray. Mm-hmm. And people are often afraid to plan out in any way, whether it be transcripting it or even outlining a prayer, which I have done before with sermons, to remember in order what I wanted to pray either before or after a sermon for the people from the sermon. You know, these kind of things that are helpful, that it's not wrong to have structure and a plan to a prayer, not as a performance, but as, you know, it's perfectly fine as we would structure this podcast or structure a book or a letter or something we would want to communicate to someone. If we want to communicate well, it's okay to have a structure. So The Valley of Vision by Banner of Truth Press. And you can get the paperback for about $15, I think.
You know, what I find so unique about that is so often we act like we can't plan out our prayers. But Daniel may have gave similar advice in the past as I have to youth that are praying for the first time in front of a church or an event or something. That's the advice I give them, is, you know, write it out. Be ready for it instead of just getting up there and praying. Be prepared for it. Daniel, you...
Yeah.
Have you done advice like that before?
Yeah, I have actually. I've had students that I've asked before, like, hey, would you be willing to open up this, you know, this Sunday morning with prayer or something of that nature? And it just freaks them out. They're just like, what am I supposed to pray? What do you mean? Mm-hmm. We'll just sit down and write it out. And that way, when you get up, yeah, it might look strange and it might even feel a little strange to read out your prayer. But you know that the prayer that you're reading is one that you have thought through, that you've slowed down long enough to actually say, okay, God, what do I want to pray in this special time that's been given to me to help in this area of worship and our service on Sunday? And, you know, you're glorifying God by saying, I don't want to take this lightly. I want to do this well. So yeah, absolutely. That's great advice. But I'll move on into my plug. I have one book that I'm reading right now, but I'm actually going to hold off until I'm finished reading it because I want to be able to say that I finished it before I recommend it. But I'm really excited about that. So I have one plug. My one plug is a YouTube video called Bon Appetit by Continental Kennel Club.
You beat me to
watch that. I know I did. I knew you were going. So yes, go and watch that. I'm so excited for this episode to be finished recording so I can go and watch it. So that's all I got,
man.
Oh
man. What have I done?
What have you done?
Well, my plug would be a little bit different than probably most that we've had on here, but actually does have a good application to it. Is because we have three bearded men on here and James, I'm going to actually plug a 1689 beard oil. This is, from what I understand about it, beard oil, balm, mustache wax. They have different products, but a portion or all of the proceeds goes to help plant churches.
I'm not sure now that what's his name sold it to somebody else.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that there's still some element of that. I will have to check on that. But 1689 beard oil for all of our bearded listeners, if you would like to check that out, that's my plug.
Boom.
The one I have is one that I'm not like Daniel. I'm not going to wait till I finish the book, but I'm reading a book right now that I'm required to read for a conference I went to at New Orleans back last month. And the book is one that was written by a lot of the professors at New Orleans, and it's called Small Church Excellent Ministry, a Guidebook for Pastors. And it's just a fantastic, but they just address different topics of ministry and things you're going to deal with in church life. And so I just want to recommend that. Like I said, I have not finished it yet, but I am working through it because I have to write a book review on it. And so I would encourage you to go and check that out. And first, my appreciation to you guys for being willing to join the podcast. Coming into something after it started sometimes is harder than being there from the get-go. So we appreciate you, Jamie and Chris, coming and being a part. And as Daniel mentioned earlier, and I want to end with this, ask of you listeners, is what do you want to see this next year? As Daniel mentioned, you know, what topics do you want to hear us discuss? What is something that you don't hear anyone talking about? What are some areas of ministry that you find difficult, or what are areas in the church's life as a church member or whatever the case may be that is just hard for you to wrap your mind around, or you just don't understand it and you would love to hear us chop it down and talk about it and discuss it? Your help will be greatly appreciated in this next year. And like Daniel mentioned, we just want to interact with you guys more this year than we've had the opportunity this past year. And our goal is to ultimately, as it's expressed multiple times tonight, to glorify God in all things that we do. But we also want to be an encouragement and a hope and just a time for you to listen where you are benefited and you grow closer to you and you walk with Christ and in your ministry that he is. As we get off here, guys, anything anybody wants to add?
Good, man. Appreciate you guys.
It's been the Everyday Ministry Podcast. We are a podcast where everyday ministers get together to discuss ministry.
If you're encouraged by what you hear, please go like our Facebook page, share the episodes, and rate the podcast on iTunes. Don't forget that a new episode drops every first and third Mondays. Our prayer is that these episodes are an encouragement to you and that you would be faithful in the ministry that God has placed you in. Strikes my back, bounce on two. Start kicking and screaming. Gotta get out of here fast. I'm running. I'm heading back to my boots, and all the roads that
where they know my